15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Steve Bailey with you, and you've got us until 6 o'clock tonight. Well, lots of news coming down the pipe here on a Thursday. Lots to talk about today, but it's time now for us to return to the hotline as we begin this week's installment of the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And joining us on today's edition of the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series is Mike Molnar, Assistant Superintendent at Amherst. Mike, thanks for the time, my friend. How are you?
Great, Andy. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, so far, so good. And boy, there's a lot to discuss. You guys have a lot of great things going on in Amherst. And I think perhaps the biggest news going on right now for you guys is the construction of the new Powers Elementary School. Give us an idea as to what some of the new features are going to be in this new facility.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a new pre-K through 3 elementary school. It's going to be opening up in January 2020, so we're kind of right in the middle of the project. It's going to be 21st century learning, so we have a lot of spaces for collaboration and students to be creative. Some of the classrooms have movable walls and garage doors that open up into larger spaces. So see a lot of cool technology, a lot of things for students to, again, create and collaborate and work together. Just have a good time.
You mentioned the expected completion date or the opening date is 2020, correct?
That's correct.
So we're looking at the 2021-2020 school year, is that right?
No, actually it was a slated to be open in August, but right before school started, and actually working with the construction team and the Board of Education superintendent, the decision was made to allow the team to continue working into November and then allow students to go in January of next year, which really, when we looked at the cost, allowing some more time was going to save the district $200,000, which we then can put toward, again, more furnishing and more technology for the building. So we'll work with a transition team and hopefully have some of those students transition in the middle of school next year.
Okay, nice. So we're talking about a year from today, close to it, right?
That's correct.
Awesome stuff. Well, you guys have a lot of great things happening. As we mentioned, you won the 2018 Momentum Award from the state of Ohio for a third consecutive year, and congratulations on that. For those that don't know what the award is, give us the details.
Yeah, well, as everyone knows, the state of Ohio gives out report cards for how districts are doing educationally. There are a lot of different measures on the report card, but one of the measures that we think is most important is the progress of students, right? We want every student to make a year's growth, and obviously, if you can, make more than a year's growth. So if you make a year's growth, you would get like a C on the report card. Well, we were able to earn 4 A's on that measure, which are exceeds of year's growth for students, which is phenomenal. We've done that 3 years in a row. We're actually one of only 28 school districts in the entire state to do that 3 years in a row, which out of over 600-plus school districts, that's a great accomplishment. So we're very proud of our teachers, students, and parents.
Yeah, no question about that. There's a lot to be proud of there. Also a lot to be proud of with the new Junior High Creative Learning Center, which involves a little bit of drone racing. What's going on here?
Yeah, so a few years ago, we opened a Creative Learning Center at Steele High School with support of our school's foundation. They put $200,000 toward the project. Well, it went so well, this past summer, we did the same thing at the junior high. And again, the school's foundation put $120,000 toward that project. So it's going to have collaborative spaces again and technology. Also going to have a maker space that's going to open next year. But to get things rolling, we want to do something fun with the kids, of course, at junior high. So we found that there was actually a drone racing league that just started last year through Safety Third Racing and the North Point Educational Service Center. And it was the first year last year, and so this year we said we got to join that. So we're going to have a couple of teams, probably 4 to 5 teams of 3 to 4 students, and they're going to actually build drones, learn to program them, race them, and actually as they race them around the track, and that's through obstacles and around flags, they're actually going to use virtual reality goggles to actually look as though they're driving the drone itself as they're flying. It's going to be really fun.
Wow. Okay, lots of elements at play there. So you're using virtual reality when you're flying this drone. Where exactly does all this take place?
You know, anytime you can set up a space like in a gym or outside, we join the Spring League. So we'll do some practices with other school districts around our area over in Sandusky and Perkins, and then hopefully late in the spring, hopefully it's outside, we'll have an actual competition just like you would in any other sport.
Well, and what's fascinating, too, is, boy, drone technology is just growing leaps and bounds, and it seems like there's something new and exciting that you can do with a drone by the day. I know there are a lot of cities that are beginning to use this to talk about areas in which they feel like they can develop. That's certainly become pretty popular. You know, not too long ago, we had a gentleman on the show who had a company called Flight to Remember, where they actually speak with families in hospice, and they talk about how they actually go to places that are very near and dear to the hearts of their families, and they fly these drones, and they capture the footage. It's wild, like, how awesome drones are and what they can do. And for a seventh grade program, too, or, you know, a middle school program or junior high, that seems like something that could really get the kids pretty excited.
Yeah, you know, kids can learn in many different ways, right? So we want to just continue to look for opportunities where kids with all different talents and abilities can find something that's their niche. They could just jump in and do something fun, but also educational, and hopefully plan and do something toward their future, towards college or career readiness.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, would certainly keep their attention because, again, the popularity of drones is only going to grow in the coming years as well. But that sounds like it would be a pretty fun competition. Again, we're talking with Mike Molnar, Assistant Superintendent at Amherst on our Norton Corporation Champions of Education series. I want to draw back on something that you guys did this past fall. It was called a Family First Night. And for those that aren't aware of what that is, let's begin with the basic details. And what was it that got you guys to want to experiment with something like that?
Well, you know, kids and parents are so involved in so many activities and extracurricular things. A parent came to us and said they saw us in another district where the district decided to have a night where you put families first. So there's no homework, no school events, no sports or practices. Everyone's encouraged to stay at home and be with their family. And we just thought it was a great idea. So our superintendent, Steve Sayers, he talked to the district and all the teachers, and they decided to do the same thing. So on November 14th, we had that exact same thing, encouraged families to stay at home and spend some time together, but also go out in the community and do some fun things together. So local businesses got on board, and they started providing family-first discounts. So go to the local restaurant and get a discount, go some shopping locally, get a discount, go yoga and have a discount. So it was a great event in the district, great event for the community, parents and students, and it went so well, we're looking to do it again this spring on March 20th.
Okay, so obviously it was pretty successful if you guys are doing this again in the spring. Give me an idea as to what some of the feedback was like from the families, you know, the students and the parents. What did they come back to you guys with after experiencing that first family fun night?
Well, they just thought it was great. You know, we encourage families to also, you know, kids and parents, you know, put some pictures on Facebook or Twitter, just kind of shout out what you're doing and where you're going. And everyone just thought it was a good focus. You know, we spent so much time doing things and events. Sometimes we got to put family first, and it was just they appreciated that the local school district Amherst supported families in that way.
It seems pretty awesome, too, that the local businesses were willing to participate as well, because I think that's kind of what this is all about, right? I mean, some folks would prefer just to kind of stay home and enjoy the fact that they've got all family members, you know, within the corridors of their home. But, you know, I think other folks certainly look at this and say, you know what, we don't ever get a chance to go out as a family. So I'm sure that it was pretty awesome for you guys as well to know that you had the support of all the local businesses in the area who are willing to offer some discounts and really encourage the families to get out there.
Yeah, if you've been to Amherst, Amherst has a great community feel. Everyone's involved in the schools, and the schools are involved in the community as far as businesses and organizations. So, yeah, it just made sense to do that together.
And you said you guys have another one coming up in March, correct?
Yes, March 20th.
Okay. I'll be interested in picking your brain a little bit after the second one to see how that goes as well, because, you know, I think it's a really cool idea. You know, what a concept. You're not telling the kids to stay home and do their homework or play video games. You know, they're not doing their after-school activities, which are all fine and dandy. They're all fun, but you're right. Every now and again, it's nice to get the family together. So I love the idea, and I love that concept of a family first night. You guys also have a new series of videos that are out there called Comet Conversations. They're all over YouTube. You guys have covered some pretty great ground over the last few months here. I think you guys had discussed what you guys had going on with the orchestra most recently, but you guys cover a lot of different topics in these videos.
Yeah, it's one of the goals of the board and the superintendent to really make sure we're communicating well with our community and our parents. And so a few years ago, our superintendent, Steve Sayers, came up with the idea of Common Conversations, which really is just a short, quick video where you're sitting down with someone or a group or a bunch of people in the school district to kind of share what's happening. So Superintendent Sayers will often have on, groups of kids from the orchestra or the band or music, or have a principal on to talk about an event like Family First Night that might be happening, or maybe he might have me on to talk about what things we're doing in education, new courses we have at the high school. So it's just a great way to kind of communicate with everyone in the community, and hopefully we'll continue to do those in the near future.
Certainly a nice platform to use as well. I mean, that's very accessible, very easy for people to get to and watch and listen to. Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun doing those as well. Really good stuff. Well, Mike, thank you so much for the time. As always, a pleasure to have you here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. You guys are going to be very, very busy over the next calendar year, my friend, with the new elementary school going up, continuing to build on the Momentum Award, and as you mentioned earlier, certainly getting your hands dirty with the drone racing adventure as well. A lot of fun stuff coming up, but we appreciate the time, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Andy.